From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. It is such a pleasure for us to enter your home or wherever you watch this program because we have so very, very much to share with you worldwide headlines, events that will affect all of our lives. But this first one, the Middle East war on Christians. Oh, it is happening, friends. When I had to read some of those headlines at home, I couldn't believe it. And then terror group poses new threat on the United States. We will deal with that. You know, Jack, I want to take just a moment here to say how very much we appreciate the fact that you draw our attention to world events. And it's so very important to have world events and headlines in our home so that we know what's really going on. We, of course, turn on the TV set for our local news, and that's all good. But we need to know how the world is affecting the United States and our lives. I never thought of the question I'm going to ask him right now until this week. Did Jesus use current events and what's happening in the area of the Middle East when he spoke to the thousands, Jack, to the hundreds and thousands?
Jesus used anything he could use to reach people. And in Luke 13, verses 1 to 5, he said, "Hey, did you hear about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices? Do you think that these Galileans were greater sinners than other Galileans because they suffered these things? Nay, I tell you, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And the Tower of Siloam fell on 18 people and crushed them. Do you think that they were greater sinners than others who dwelt in Jerusalem? Nay, I tell you, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." Repent, get ready.
Jack, that's really powerful, isn't
it? Thank
you,
Jesus.
Absolutely. We're going to draw to your attention some things that really have moved our hearts lately. How sad to think about the landslide. Remember in Arlington, Washington, I'll never forget it, up to 176 missing in the landslide. We're still in rescue mode, but now I understand that they are going to stop looking. Oh, my, oh, my. We need to pray for those families. And then here, none on board survived. Of course, that's a Malaysian prime minister speaking, and he says the flight ended in the ocean, and still there's no debris to be found. Oh, here you see it again. Flight 370, relatives at sail. Malaysia plane search efforts. They say, "You haven't done enough. You're not telling us enough. Keep it on." And then American commentator, "Can you believe this one? Israel behind Malaysian plane mystery." Of all the sad things to hear, Israel behind it?
It's an idiot blaming it on the Jews again.
Oh, my. One thing that I have been impressed with by these headlines, here you have a landslide. Those people never expected that. And then they get on a plane and they went down. They probably are all gone. You never know when death is really going to knock at your door or my door. We never know, do we, Jack?
Statisticians tell us that anyone who reaches 70 will not accept Christ as Savior at that age, and it's only one out of a million who will. They harden their hearts. They think they're going to live forever, and suddenly it hits a heart attack, a car crash. And so Proverbs 27:1 says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." James 4:13, "Go to now, you that say, today, tomorrow, will go into such a city, continue there a year, buy, sell, and get gain, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. That heart could stop tonight. You can be involved in a crash. You can be in a mudslide. You can go down like 300 did in a boat that tipped in South Korea. A plane with 239 aboard that went down. God help us. Be ready. That's why the prophet Amos said in chapter 4, verse 12, prepare to meet thy God. Why? Because then when you die, you go immediately to be with the Lord if you've received Him as your Savior. And you know, it says in 2 Corinthians 5:8, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Now, let me explain that. That is immediately, that's simultaneously. As soon as you close your eyes, you're there. 178 trillion billions of miles in 11 one-hundredths of a second, because it's a twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15:52, and that's how long it takes. There, with Jesus, prepare to meet the Lord.
Jack, how good it is to be prepared. You don't have to be afraid of tomorrow if you have the Lord in your life and heart. A huge event I mentioned right up front happened on April 27th. 3 million came to see the Roman Catholic ceremony at St. Peter's Square. And of course, that was in Rome, St. Peter's Square. And that was Pope John the 23rd and Pope John Paul II. And they were canonized. Oh my, they became saints. And here we see Pope John the 23rd helped modernize the Catholic Church, going on an inspiring legacy. Now, I'm going to stop here. Jack, you wanted to say a word, especially about this particular headline, didn't you?
Yes.
About Pope John Paul.
He was the first non-Italian pope in 400 years, first Polish pope. And oh, he was so loved by his people, and I have great respect for this man. Do you know how much he was loved? Now get ready for a shock. 1,700 busloads of Polish people went to Rome. 6 train loads and 60 air flights. They were many of the 3 million who showed up. And it was a million there in the area, but on the side streets. They now, last night in the news, said 3 million. Now, I love this Pope. Why? Because he took a stand for the Word of God. This is his book. Ah, I love it. Crossing the Threshold of Hope by His Holiness John Paul II. Now, I'll tell you, we've got a group called Muslims, and they hate the cross, and they're going to do everything they can to destroy the cross. And they even have Jesus, their prophet, coming back and destroying the cross because he's become a Muslim since he left. I can prove that with the Surahs. I won't take time for it right now, but listen to what this Pope said. In this book, page 68, salvation from God means mankind must stop beneath Christ's cross. Page 33, everyone who seeks salvation must stop before the cross of Christ. Page 75, all beginning with St. Paul have been lovers of the cross of Christ, especially St. Francis of Assisi, after whom this Pope has named himself. Page 82, faith in Christ alone, alone is the source of life and holiness. Now you better get this, because this Pope spoke up. He is not like the present Pope Francis, who says, oh, the Muslims are my brothers and sisters. Here's Pope John Paul, page 84, crossing the threshold of hope. Islam is not a religion of redemption or salvation. There is no room for the cross and resurrection in Islam. Oh, I love what he said about the cross. And you know, I don't care who you are, you atheists, you New Agers, you Muslims that mock the cross, you're never going to see the inside of anyone's heaven. Why? Because Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16, 15. What is the gospel? Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, I declare unto you the gospel, the good news of salvation. Verses 3 and 4, that Christ died, he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Christ made peace through the blood of his cross, Colossians 1:20. You don't believe that? The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, that's the power of God unto salvation. And there is no other way. No other way? None. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man can come to the Father but by me. And so he went to a cross. Why? Because his coming was planned from all eternity. He's the eternal second member of the Trinity. Revelation 13:8 says that it was planned from all eternity that he should be slain and die for sinners. And when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, Galatians 4:4. Why? Because every sacrifice is meaningless unless there's blood. Leviticus 17:11, it's the blood that makes an atonement for the soul. Hebrews 9:22, without shedding of blood is no remission of sins. And Christ hung on that cross in 1 Peter 2:24 says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on a tree, a cross. Why? Because the nails in the hands and feet drew blood. And it takes the blood of Jesus. The life of the flesh is in the blood, Leviticus 17:11. How about the life of the soul? I believe it, don't you? That's why we are redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus, Ephesians 1:7. The blood of Jesus, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin, all. I don't care what you've done, how often you've done it. You can get cleansed today. That's 1 John 1:7. Unto Christ who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And Rexella, I love Revelation 4:1, where we hear the words, come up hither. And that's the rapture, the coming of Christ to call his own home in the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15:52. And those who are on the other side, they've just arrived, are singing in chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. Boy, this one gives me chills. They sang a new song saying, thou art worthy, Jesus, to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain the cross and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we, Jesus, shall reign on the earth with you. That's the greatest ecumenical, the greatest racial get-together in history. Every tribe in the world, and every nation and the people of all nations meeting as they return with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, my, Jack, that's such a great message there, wonderful message. So I was sitting here listening to him. I couldn't help but think about a little girl sitting at First Baptist Church and a big cross there. Thank the Lord for the cross, the only way of salvation. Methodist Church right down the street, big cross there. And there's so many crosses that we need to remain up. Some people are taking them down. Don't do that, because the cross is the only way. And now, friend, you know, another statement that certainly speaks of the news for today was given by Pope Benedict the 16th. I'd like for you to see what he has to say. Jack, perhaps you would like to read that, please.
Oh, man, this pope resigned, and many people don't know why, but he has a fatwa, a death sentence on him from the Muslims because he makes a few statements like this. Islam does not fit in with the Western civilization. This perceptive insight is something that Europe is just beginning to realize, and America has yet to find out. Islam's propensity to live by the power of the sword, murder, must be moderated. Mm. And I'll tell you, this pope did this new catechism 13 times. He talks about Jesus coming in. He and Pope John were very close.
All right, let's continue on here with some headlines, please, concerning Christians in the Middle East war on Christians from the Wall Street Journal. Islamic Jihad against who? Christians. Muslim Brotherhood memo blesses, are you kidding? Blesses Egyptian church burnings. They're burning the churches over there. Syrian rebels to Christians flee or die. There's another country. Christians' throats slit in pagan slaughterhouse. Oh my, I can't believe that that's happening in the Middle East all over. And then again, 10,000 schoolgirls, victims of UK sex gangs. Now, they were smuggled in and they had a political correctness for the gangs, the pedophile gangs in the United Kingdom who are using these girls. Oh, I can't believe that's happening. And then terror group poses new threat to the U.S. So I'm going to ask Jack, will persecution on Christians continue, even increase, Jack?
It's going to get worse, Rexella. Do you know that in the last 25 years, 15 million Christians have been slaughtered in all these nations where the Muslims are controlling things? And do you know that since they started that religion, in the 7th century, 200 million Christians have died, and that's what Jesus said would happen, and it would happen because of our love for him and for his death on the cross, like Pope John Paul promoted. What? That's right. Jesus said in John 15, verses 18 to 20, if the world hates you, remember it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own, but because you're not of the world, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. Remember, the servant is not greater than his Lord, me. If they've persecuted me, they're also going to persecute you. And then Jesus said in Matthew 24:9, you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. It's already happening in 132 nations, according to USA Today, for the Christians. And then he said, the time will come that whosoever kills you will think he's doing a great service for God. The great apostle Paul said in Galatians 6:12, we shall be persecuted because of the offense of the cross. But he said in verse 14, God forbid that I should glory in anything except the cross of Jesus. Amen. And as he stood there that morning when Nero beheaded him in Rome, he said, I'm now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them who love his appearing and who are ready to take up the cross daily and follow him.
Oh, Jack, and to follow him for some people, that means so very, very much, even death. I'm going to read you some headlines right now that certainly are headline news for all of us. A majority of the Middle Eastern countries want the Sharia law. Muslim nations demanding rule of Quranic laws. Now, of course, that is Sharia law. Islamists rally for Pakistan's blasphemy laws. And then Al-Qaeda faction committing appalling atrocities in Syria to enforce Islamic law. Now, you know what? If you don't follow the Islamic law in these countries, you'll be put to death. All right, Libya's lurch toward Sharia sends chill through Christian community. And Muslim Sharia showdown looms in Brussels, Belgium. Jack, that's where you're from. And British courts to adopt Sharia law. I could not believe this. In Great Britain, there's Belgium and Great Britain. Freedom in America is under siege. A general, U.S. Christians targeted for murder. Oh, my. And right here, Michigan. Michigan Muslims plot Islamic law court. Well, here's somebody who has the answer for that. States enter debate on Sharia law. Gingrich says, wants the federal action to say, we are not going to tolerate any imported
Amen.
Law. Well, there are 30 cities that they want to take over, and there you see them on the screen right now, locations of major militant Islamic groups. And Jack, I'm going to turn this over to him right now to tie it all together. What's Sharia law?
This is written by converted Muslims. 10 reasons why Sharia law is bad for all societies. 1, Islam commands offensive, aggressive, and unjust jihad, holy war against people. 2, Islam orders apostates to be killed. That's anyone that's not in their group. 3, Islam orders death for Muslims and death for non-Muslim critics of Muhammad and the Quran and even Sharia itself. 4, Islam orders unmarried fornicators to be whipped, put to death, and adulterers to be stoned. 5, Islam commands all homosexuals to be executed. God delivers from Sharia law.
You know, friends, I cannot believe that we are where we are right here in the United States. Those 30 cities, they want to take over. How important is it that we keep our eyes on the cross, that we keep our eyes on Jesus, the only way to heaven? How wonderful that He is the way. And if He should come today, would you be ready for the coming of the Lord? He's coming back. Could be very, very soon. I trust that if you do not have Jesus in your heart, when Jack prays the prayer right now, you'll say, Lord, be my Savior. Come into my heart. I want to be your child. Will you pray right now, Jack?
Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for the cross. Thank you for the shedding of that blood. And right now, Lord Jesus, I want to be cleansed. For it's the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, that cleanseth from all sin, including mine. Lord Jesus, I look to you now. I can see you on that cross. I can see the shed blood flowing to wash away my sin. Jesus, I accept what you did for me. I accept your sacrifice. Jesus, come into my heart now. Wash away every taint of sin. I ask in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Did you pray that prayer? I tell you, if you did, you've been cleansed of anything in your life. I don't care what's there. Anything, you've been forgiven. Now write to me. I'll send you this little booklet, First Steps in a New Direction. I'd love for you to have it. And now, our offer of the week. Oh, you need to have this. Here is our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Important that you get it.
To order your copy of the DVD, When Death Was Defeated, for a donation of $24.95, or the Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible with the DVD for a donation of $59.95, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, N9A6Y1.
How important it is for you to understand and have this wonderful video. It's good equipment to fight evil, believe me. So make the order, call right away, or write to us. I want to leave you with this great thought. Peace on the outside comes from knowing God on the inside. We'll look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we, so very much. Bye-bye.